Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hi, hon. I'm calling because my credit card was charged and I got a confirmation number stating that you guys had canceled the subscription or whatever it is. And for some reason, it wasn't canceled.
Okay, I'm happy to take a look, see what's going on there. What's your name and zip code?
It's Angie Tompkins, and my zip code is 17340.
Okay, let me search here for you, see what I can pull up.
Because I checked my credit card and it looked like you guys were trying to refund me the money and then it came out again.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. So, search. Ah, there you are, I think. Just to be sure, could I ask for confirmation on a matching street address?
285 St. John's Road.
Perfect. Let me get this fully loaded. Take a look and get some more information here.
Because I have a confirmation number too.
Okay. It's brought up a canceled account. Yes, ma'am. I see this done on May 1st. So it's bringing up the Bitesub meal planning application, billed at $59.89 after doing the sweepstakes on the Dyson V11 vacuum. Looks like I do see notations on May 5th where the cancellation had been put through. I don't see anything processed at all or anything discussed or notated about a credit on the charge. So, yeah, it looks like the full amount would still be applied for the application.
She told me that my credit card, she said, well, I can only credit your account $45. And I said, no. I said, I want you guys to credit my account the whole $59. And she was like, well, okay, then I'll do that.
I don't see anything in that way discussed at all.
Yeah.
You said you had been provided a confirmation number. What is that?
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
It is C as in cat, 920688360. I swear I'm not lying to you.
Well, I understand, but unfortunately we have to go by what would be notated on the account. The confirmation number you just provided, it is listed on the account, but as confirmation of cancellation. We're happy to assist on the billing, though. Our system does go by how much time has elapsed since the sign-up occurred. With it being done here on May 1st, looks like the most we're going to be able to refund back on that would be $14.97.
Only $14.97?
Yes, ma'am. Our system goes by how much time has elapsed since the sign-up occurred. It had been enrolled to about 3 weeks ago. Let me reach out. I'm going to send a quick message to one of my floor supervisors, explain the situation here, and see if there's anything further we could do to help.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't even know my credit card was even, I get e-statements every month. So
right.
I didn't even know my credit card was even charged until when I called you guys.
Okay, let's see.
I mean, it's not like I got anything for,
Yes, ma'am. It's just, you know, with the cancellation being put through, that only stops future billings for the application. And see, the service is still able to been used for that time frame, even though the cancellation was put through. So that's where that's coming in. But my supervisor, they have responded back. They had explained that for the application, there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee, but we're happy to go ahead and we can refund the $54.89. And that should settle again within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, hon.
And just hang tight for me because I will share a refund confirmation number as well.
Okay.
Perfect. The refund was successful. Let's see. Let me refresh.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's no problem. Your confirmation number for the refund is 7199 765425.
Okay, 7199 765425.
That's correct.
Okay, hon.
Okay, I appreciate you calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
You too, babe.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.